after the debate, we ran a poll. And every single person we polled thinks that you're a retard.
Well, the George Stephanopoulos interview was apparently Joe Biden's last shot at staving off the inevitable over here. I guess they're going for it. I think they pulling the plug on old man McKididdler over here, because this interview was atrocious. And some people are saying that the entire first interview was scrapped. It was so bad, which would make sense because he's all raspy during this one. How's this fucker always raspy like this? So, first interview goes so horrible that they couldn't edit it to make him look remotely okay. Then they do another one, and it just doesn't look any better, by the way. Here, he says, I shut down Putin. No, you didn't. You shut down Putin? Well, then we don't have to send any more money to Ukraine. I expanded NATO, and I stopped Putin, and I got 50 countries to help Ukraine. I don't think you did any of that. And I know you sure the fuck didn't stop Putin because you just sent these cock gobblers over there another couple $1 billion, you fucking scumbag piece of shit. Come on, man. You know I did the thing. I know you did a lot of weird things, like coming in the overflow room. There was an overflow room, by the way. We saw the 50 people in line for your stupid fucking Wisconsin rally. Anyhow. This, I'm thinking, was his last chance. I think Jill Biden and Hunter Biden were waiting off of camera, probably with some diapers and wipes, and like, oh, shit, Joe, come on, Joe, you can do it. Come on, let's cut for a second, cut. We just need to give him a little bit more cocaine. Not too much cocaine. His voice will get raspy. Oh, fuck, you overdid it. Okay, I did the thing. And so you're sitting there and go, well, we heard a lot of rumors lately. Like he had an issue on Air Force One, a medical issue that turned out to not be a medical issue. So we're hearing a lot of rumors. Well, I don't know if it's, this one's pretty much checking out. This is Nick Sorter over here breaking. The Biden campaign has just canceled a fundraiser scheduled this month in Wisconsin. Uh-oh. And several other events across the country are on the chopping block as well, according to the New York Times. And there's multiple people saying that they just canceled the fundraiser in Wisconsin. Wisconsin. Now, maybe they're canceling the Wisconsin one because they just got those bullshit ballot boxes reinstituted all over the place. Maybe that's why they did it. But why are you canceling these other ones? It's all collapsing before our eyes. How much longer until Joe drops? I think it's coming. Now, one of the main reasons why I think it's coming, or I know that it's coming, is that he has lost the big donor class. Those guys are done with him. And so you can't lose these people. Here is CNBC, Disney heiress, wealthy Democrat donors are all saying that they won't finance the party until Joe drops out. Oh. Ow. I mean, that's how this really works. The billionaire class, they're the ones who are going to decide whether or not Joe stays in, not fucking Martha and John over on Main Street in Wisconsin. I mean, it sucks it's that way, but that's just kind of how it is. And the big donors are saying, no, we're kind of done. That dude is not going to make this. Is no good. The billionaires are buying the presidential office, right? And these are billionaires, and they're investing a lot of money. Well, they're not going to invest their money in this dipshit old man fucking potato over here. They're sitting there going, what the hell's going on over here? What's going on over here? Were those racist Donald Blump supporters right? He's got dementia. Yeah, idiots. How are you missing this? How are you missing this fucking idiot over here? And so he's been falling apart. The debate was, there can't possibly be a second debate. Holy fuck. He took an entire week off in order to get brutalized in this debate with Trump. He came out, mainstream media press is like, oh, fuck, he got dementia. How the shit are you going to do it? This is an edited interview in the middle of the goddamn day, and he couldn't get through this. I mean, this was his last chance. This was supposed to prove that he ain't got dementia. Come on. I did the
thing with the microchips. I did the chips, but they're not chips that you eat, the micro. But, like, not micro machines, but microchips. I did the South Korea thing at the chipses.
What the fuck is he talking about? What's he talking about? Cut. Cut. Let's rewind it back. We can't keep rewinding it back. We've been here 8 goddamn hours. Dude needs a fucking nap. Look at this boy. He's so raspy.
But no, you didn't shut down Putin. How'd you shut down Putin?
Why do we got to give Ukraine more money if you shut down Putin? The economy's all fucked up. Revising jobs numbers down by the hundreds of thousands. Nobody's buying any of this. Everybody knows that you're a dementia-riddled shit potato over here who shits himself. Biggest battle. This motherfucker going to beat Putin but can't beat stairs? Get the shit out of here, bitch. Please, come on. No, but no, that, this was it. They pulled the plug on the dude. They pulled the plug. This interview was horrible. ABC News, their entire panel's like, they know it's over. They know it's over. The big donors are leaving, and now he's canceling events. So I think it's over for this dude. I think they have to run Kamala. I mean, I said they have to, right? I mean, they can't replace Kamala with Gavin Newsom, a straight fucking white scumbag piece of shit white dude. I mean, they might. I mean, dumb lefties out there will put up with anything because they're fucking stupid. But boom, it's out. Lights out. It's over. You lost the big donors. The big donors aren't going to invest in you, so you done. You done. He's all indignant. I ain't stepping down. No, you're stepping down. You're stepping down. You have dementia, and you shit yourself. Don't make this a mess, all right? All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video support channel. You kept today on Joe Biden being done like toast. Hit that subscribe button and make why. Because the salt must flow.